fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Hey out there, Holly, if you're listening, thanks for letting me hold down the fort today, and good luck to those students you are teaching out at Bastyr University in San Diego. I'm Dr. Decker Weiss, and I'm going to try and man the fort for both of us. So we are talking about nature's perfect food. Does it exist? Now, I think if Holly was here right today, and I very seldom try and actually guess what Holly's going to say. As you know, if you've been listening, you just never know what brilliant thing is going to come out of that woman's brain. But I think she might go kale on this. I threw out some questions to some of my doctor colleagues about what do you think the perfect food is. I got back things like goji berries, blueberries. I even got some forms of wild caught salmon was one of them that was thrown in, and they're all wrong. And Dr. Weiss is right. No, I wouldn't say that. What I'm going to argue, though, and I absolutely believe in this, that the absolute favorite food would be the avocado. And the reason why I believe it is one of the most perfect food is it is not just a vitamin, mineral, antioxidant carrier, but it's an oil carrier. And I'm part of me that's probably really loving avocado at this point is the part of me that is so mad that the absolute zero fat diet has somehow weaseled our way back into cardiology. There is the China study, and there's all these people saying, oh no, all fat's bad, and a little fat means a little heart disease. These are crazy things. We always need fats. It's part of our diet. It's one of our four macro molecules: sugars, proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. Those are the four things that make us up. Therefore, we need them dietarily. Now, the quality of fat. We're not talking about McDonald's fries here. We're talking about a green food fat. So let's look at some of the benefits that we can look at. Now, okay, one, I'll take a step back. Avocado, those fats, for those of you who are counting calories, avocado is going to have a decent amount of calories. It will. But I've never, whenever working with patients in weight loss, and as I've worked through my own weight challenges up and down with my moods and stuff, it's the type of fats. It's the type of calorie. The calorie you're getting from this fat is not going to be the same as a trans fat from fried foods. This, again, will be a green fat. But if you're a calorie counter, we're going to lose you in this conversation. But let's move on. Now, another quick note before we go into benefits. There is no GMO avocado so far. So there is no robocados. There is no synthicados. There is no Monsantocados yet. And that's per the environmentalworkinggroup.org, one of my absolute favorite websites. And the non-organic avocados is on their Clean 15 list, with mostly no detectable pesticide residue on this. So for those of us that the money is tight, we're trying to figure out what we want to pay for organic and whatnot, you could probably get away with the non-organic avocados, no GMO, and the EWG.org or the Environmental Working Group folks have it on their Clean 15. Let's get to the benefits. Number one, Dr. Daniel G. Amen of Change Your Brain, Change Your Life considers avocados as one of his top brain healthy foods that helps prevent Alzheimer's disease. Having a parent who went through senile dementia and Alzheimer's, judging from what I need to do the next four decades to keep my brain healthy, avocados will absolutely be part of my diet. It appears to be the folate, amongst other things in the avocado, that helps prevent the formation of these brain tangles, of these plaques that are in there. Avocados also have a healthy omega-3 and a natural vitamin E. And both of these things have been clinically proven, very seldom we use the word prove, to prevent Alzheimer's disease from progressing and even reversing it in its early stages. If you're worried that a loved one is starting to, fade, You know, they don't remember where their things are and stuff like that. Start putting the avocados on the salads. And again, this is Dr. Daniel G. Amen, a brain expert. His book is Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, looking at avocados. Healthy heart, that's where I get to talk about this. Avocados are rich in monounsaturated fats that boost heart health and lower blood pressure. Now, they're not going to lower it to a too low dizzy level. So if you're somebody who is on blood pressure medications, or you're like many people out there that have low blood pressure, especially you gals, avocado will not drive it too low. It will only help balance it. It's something that clinically I've been asked that quite a bit, and the recommendation of avocados has been rolling off my tongue for about 15 to 16 years now, and I've never ever seen a problem with it. These monounsaturated fats in the avocado contain a phytonutrient called beta cytosterol, which has been clinically proven to lower the LDL and balance triglycerides, and most importantly, raising the HDL. So we are talking about blood pressure. We are talking about boosting our protective types of cholesterol. Avocados also have B6 and mentioned folic acid, which if you are somebody that has a genetically high homocysteine marker, that's a homocysteine marker, it will help bring that down. The natural vitamin E, we mentioned with the brain, will also help increase the glutathione levels in your body, which therefore have been shown to help heart. And the last thing, the specific type of monounsaturated fat, the oleic acid, is recognized in research as a heart health booster. Boy, all sorts of heart stuff in there. All sorts. And one of the things that's not even listed in there, the vitamin E, along with the oils, help make blood a little more slippery, protecting from strokes and heart attacks. We don't have as much research on avocado with that, but I believe it does. Pregnancy, a wonderful pregnancy food. Again, folic acid being high in there can help make sure that the child is not born with the spina bifida. One of the few nutrients conventional medicine across the board has accepted is folic acid. You see it being given in baby formulas. You see it given whatever. But in natural medicine, we always like the good green sources of these nutrients and minerals better. This is an ideal pregnancy food. The fats will also help baby development along with the folate. Eye health. Avocado contains the lutein. You've heard about lutein from all sorts of sources. A lot of people don't know that lutein is in very high amounts in avocado. And this protects oxidative stress in the eye, leading to poor vision, cataracts, and macular degeneration. So when you're thinking about it, as we get older, when you're planning your salads, because that's what I tell my folks to do, it's not if you should eat salads, but when you're planning your salads, avocado needs to be in there. Look it, from Alzheimer's, heart, and eye health. Blood pressure, we already mentioned. Blood sugar. Avocados are on the safe list for type 1 and type 2 diabetes. There is fiber, like in all green food, there is fiber in these avocados. The fiber helps prevent these dangerous sugar spikes that will happen. It is also an anti-inflammatory, anti-aging, digestion. It goes on and on. The list goes on. Nature's perfect food, the avocado. This is, again, why I'm arguing that it is. We have the research supporting blood sugar, eye health, as well as one last thing I want to cover, and that's anti-inflammatory. Now, when we look at inflammation, we are looking at chronic low-level inflammation that eventually will damage heart and other tissues and organs of the body. Avocados have polyphenols and flavonoids in it, which are wonderful anti-inflammatory agents. So my argument today is that avocados are nature's perfect food. Why? Because it gives you wonderful sources of fats, complex carbohydrates, fibers. It has research to support heart health, brain health, and prevention of Alzheimer's, anti-aging, anti-inflammatory all over the bat. So when you're looking to plan your salad, it is not if you should have a salad, it is to plan your salad. Take a look at the avocado. Don't worry about those calories. These are good calories for you from good oils. And that's how we're going to help you stay well at Radio MD.